We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank our friends over at The Social Scene. Built an app that's changing the way you socialize. If you're interested in that, take a look at socialscene.me and find out for yourself what you'll be doing anyway in the next year or so. Already in multiple markets and doing very well. My co-host today, been looking forward to having him for a long time. You can't find anybody better than John Plout from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson, and Plout, also what I like to call the rock and roll legal cowboy.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to be here. It's always a good time. You never know what's going to happen.
How's the band doing?
Band's doing well. We've just played two shows at Club Passim in Cambridge. Finished up two nights at the Hard Rock Cafe in Boston. Next week we're playing out in Sturbridge at the gazebo in the town square, if anyone's free.
And that overlays 15 litigations that you have won successfully.
Yeah, later today I've got about four deadlines that I've got to get to.
He is the man. He's a machine, I'll tell you. Our next guest seemed like a nice guy off air. We'll see what happens now that we've turned the mics on. Isaac Van Wessep of Quick Key Mobile. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Isaac, tell us about Quick Key Mobile. We're all ears.
Well, I started Quick Key with a friend of mine from college, Walter Duncan. He was a teacher for 15 years, and he had an idea for a way to make his life a lot easier, to help him do what we call frequent formative assessments, or exit tickets, which are daily quizzes that teachers do to make sure that all of their students are caught up. So it sounded like a great idea to me. I had gotten my MBA a couple years before.
From
Babson College. Mm-hmm. Which was awesome. And so we raised a little bit of money from friends and family, built a prototype, launched the company. We had a demo video of our prototype, went viral very early on. Then we did a Kickstarter campaign.
How does it work?
What was that?
How does Quick Key Mobile work?
Okay, so what it's meant to do is give every teacher the ability.
You got a litigator, yeah? He knows where he wants to go.
It's meant to give every teacher the ability to do digital assessments, even if all they have is their own mobile phone.
Of students.
We have people who don't have students who use it for taking surveys and stuff like that. But essentially what it is it's an application for your phone that's connected also to an application in the cloud that can be accessed on the web. One of the things it does is it turns your phone into an optical scanner, so you can scan and grade paper quizzes with your phone's camera. Another thing that it does is it allows students to respond to a quiz from their device or from the web. And so it's basically a way to deliver a quiz or a test and get a response to that quiz or a test from a student, either digitally or by scanning a piece of paper, whether you're connected to the internet or not. And then when there is an internet connection, the data are synced back to the cloud, and then those data can be sent anywhere, analyzed by any other tool, et cetera.
So Isaac, who's buying this? Is it the student? Is it the school? Is it the teacher?
So when we started out, the idea was that teachers were going to buy this, and we were going to offer it in sort of a freemium model. And in the beginning, we did offer it for free when it was primarily a standalone mobile application. Then in early 2015, we upgraded the application so that schools and institutions could also use it. And at that point, we put a price on the application. So it's still free for teachers. Individual teachers can also buy a premium subscription with their credit card over the web. And schools and institutions buy it from us with a purchase order.
It's like LinkedIn. You can get on LinkedIn, but if you really want to optimize the surface, you buy the premium service of LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's right. And so
you've sort of got a teaser to get people in, and then you can upgrade them to the fully charged version.
Yep.
Do you see your technology as having applicability outside of the educational field?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I would see it in the management consulting field or the coaching and training field for business, too.
Yeah, anytime that you want to get, anytime you want to get a, do a, you know, survey a population or get a response from a population, this would be an ideal way to do it because you can get that response and get the data digitally, no matter what kind of access to technology the people happen to have.
So it's not just multiple choice questions, you're actually grading papers and...
Well, this is primarily multiple choice questions, and you can grade, you know, open response questions, but at least for the mobile scanner, it scans multiple choice questions. But
so your revenue, we cut you off like we do, and
that's all right.
You know, started with
totally
the teacher.
Fine.
Welcome
started
to
with
club.
The teacher, but I got a feeling there was more to this, that you sort of evolved it beyond that.
Yeah, so we still do primarily focus on the education space and K-12 in particular, because we're a young company and we have to focus. But I can tell you some of the institute, you know, we have lots of teachers in 50 countries that have that use the application. Some institutions, some school districts in North America, a lot of schools in the United Kingdom. We just started a partnership with the Teachers Union of Mexico, which is the largest union in North America. It has 1.6 million teachers in it. So we've started a pilot with them, and we're starting to roll out QuickKey across all of the, I think it's 34 states in Mexico or something like that. Have been working with Teach for America, which is an organization that...
Is Babson using it?
Babson is not using it yet. We don't get a lot of... we haven't really focused on higher ed. We're still really focused on K-12. Started to do some preliminary work in other industries, one in the trucking industry, in the waste removal and logistics industry. But that's really sort of a side project right now.
You know, I was taking a look at your website earlier. Very impressive. You had a lot of recommendations from a lot of teachers who it looks like it's revolutionized their way of teaching.
Well, I don't think they would have backed us on Kickstarter with their own money if they didn't think it was going to be a big deal for them. We had one teacher who backed us with $1,200, a school teacher in Canada. He ended up being an enormous resource for us in a lot of ways, testing the app, helping us out
Canada?
With feedback. He's in Western Canada, Alberta, somewhere. I'm not sure exactly the town.
Yeah. Alberta, been on my mind. Tell me about the other people on your team.
So we've got a great team of people. A lot of them are remote, but my co-founder, Walter Duncan, the 15-year school teacher, he's now working full-time, and he's turned out to be an amazing salesman. Last June, just about 13 months ago, we hired a sales manager, our VP sales. His name is Sean Rosenberger. He's based out of North Carolina, and we found him because one of our investors made a lot of money doing sales, software sales, and Sean was his sales manager. So
that's a coup.
Yeah, we brought Sean on, and he had already sold that company and exited by that time, so we didn't steal
it. At least you had a proven commodity.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these startups are unproven friends.
Yeah, well, that's, very, very true. And then our software developer team, you know, we started out, we didn't have a technical co-founder, which, you know, can be a big problem for a technology company. You know, we started out by hiring a local firm in Boston called Rocket Farm, which is a software development company. They were awesome. Their CEO, Dan, is a great guy. They did great work. But obviously, you know, we had to graduate from that at some point. And our first software developers were actually Walter's former students from out in California, who were then in college at UC Berkeley.
Where do you see yourself in? Give us the 2-year plan, give us the 5-year plan. Where are we taking this?
I think by the end of 2018, we would definitely be seriously considering any offers to buy the company. So this is
a step along the road of many entrepreneurial ventures for you.
For me, yeah.
So the exit strategy is sale and acquisition.
You're a true Babson graduate.
Yeah.
Guess who teaches at Babson College?
No, not anymore.
I loved Babson. I was in the 2-year program there, and I barely got in. But it was just an amazing experience. The students there, the professors, all around, just an amazing
program. It must have been after Jeff left.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that puts a time
after he left, yeah. Had to have been.
Were you always interested in education?
No, you know, I...
You just sort of saw a need and decided to fill it.
So, you know, when I, before I went to get my MBA, I was working mostly in nightclubs, booking reggae and rap concerts.
Yeah, should have known you back then, my friend.
Yeah, we, I used to book shows around here for like the Middle East and the Paradise. Down in New York, the Knitting Factory and CBGB.
Oh, fabulous. Now you're dating yourself.
Yeah, right.
Well, someone's got to.
I know. I think
now look at us. We're sitting here wearing collared shirts. What happened to us?
I think, yeah, and CBGB's even gone now. Is that true?
CBGB's is gone.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I was down at the Bitter End, though, and Cafe Wa is still there. So
Cafe
Wa.
I played at Cafe Wa once.
Stop it. We got to get lunch after this.
Yeah, all right. Cool. I can do it. Walter and Sean will kill me if I don't get back to work, but...
I'll bet.
No,
that'll
be
all right.
It doesn't have to be today. You'll get it someday. but listen, back to the radio show. I hate to disturb you guys.
We're having a moment there, Jeff.
I understood. It really was a bromance there going on for a second. he's had many bromances. They don't last that long. Isaac, if somebody wants to get hold of you, learn more about Quick Key Mobile, how would they do that?
Probably going to the website, and our email address there is info@quickkeyapp.com. The website address is get.quickkeyapp.com.
Sounds good to me. Isaac, will you come back again?
Absolutely. This is fun.
Can we book you in a couple of months with Chris? And
wait, is this over already? I was just getting warmed up.
That's it. You
that's
know,
it,
it's
baby.
A...
It's just the intro. But you see, it's like a you're first too busy
date,
talking
you know?
Rock and roll. I was trying. You know, you got together with Plout. The bromance started. The whole thing got distracted. It went off the rails.
I got to come back. This was just a taste.
Come back in a couple of months. We want to hear all about the
great
success.
We're going to book it now. We're going to book it now. We want to see the progress, see what's happening. We'll get together with you.
All right. Very cool.
Okay. So my name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been talking with Isaac Van Wessep. Take a look at Quick Key Mobile, guys. That's Isaac@quickkeyapp.com. And my sidekick, again, the rock and roll litigator, John Plout from the law firm of Cohn, Raznick, Meyerson, and Plout. Great having him here. Once the mics go on, he's on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.